Hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho. It's your old pal, Jack Norton. And you're tuned in to Jack Norton's old-time radio show. For the next few minutes, I'll be playing you some great old music from the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. We're spinning 78 RPM records. Old shellac records from my collection. Sit back, relax, travel back in time with me as we enjoy some good old music. Welcome to another week of Jack Norton's old-time radio show. I am back and able to speak. If you listened last week, I had blown out my voice at a gig that I was playing, and boy, it's good to be able to speak again. Well, I've got some great records picked out for you. The record you just heard was Tijuana by Harry Blondes and his Dixieland Band. And I think that was it's a pretty rare record. It was recorded in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. At least it's for a Milwaukee label. Milwaukee, of course, a great epicenter for Dixieland jazz music. Oh, the artwork on that one's amazing. Follow me on Instagram, Jack Norton Music, and I'll be posting pictures of all the labels. And the artwork alone for that one is worth the price of admission, as they say.
If you go down to the bottom, better watch the way you act. If you fool around them honkies, you will never make it back. Get into trouble, the best you can do is lose. For them honky-tonky mamas will give you the honky. I went down to the bottom just a week ago today. Met a honky-tonky baby and I couldn't get away. Lost all my money, brand new hat and shoes. For them honky-tonky mamas really had them honky blues. Felt Mr. treated my baby about to lose. Got jealous of my baby, I had them old honky blues. She's a honky-tonky baby, got them honky-tonky ways. She got me in trouble, now I'm serving days. Big policeman got me, he would not turn me loose. Took me down to the station, locked me in the calaboose. Good morning, Judge.
One. You know, I'm excited about today's show because, well, not only do I have a voice, which is always a nice thing if you're working radio, but I actually was playing a show. I had a bunch of shows this week, and I was playing a show that brought me through a little town called Viroqua, Wisconsin, and I had heard about a bookstore called Driftless Books, and it's just this massive, crusty, dusty, musty, mold-infested warehouse full of books, used bookstore, incredible bookstore. And when I first walked in, there was a wall of records, 78s, and I asked them how much they were. They said $2 a piece. I said, what if I bought a lot? They said $1 a piece. So I ended up buying, I think, 30 or 40 records. And when I went up to pay, the lady said, well, that'll be $5. I couldn't believe it, and turns out they close for the season at the end of October. They're closed because they don't pay for heat, and, you know, in Wisconsin, you kind of need heat. So anyhow, she just wanted to get rid of old 78s so they don't crack over the winter. So none of the records today I have listened to. I literally had them in my truck for the last few days, just got home this morning, and we're listening to these little gems together for the first time. That was Honky Tonk Blues by Jimmy Davis with Brown's Musical Brownies. That's Decca Record 5400. And this one I'm really excited about. I'm a huge Hee Haw fan. Love me some Grandpa Jones. And I have never seen a Grandpa Jones 78 in the wild. But here it is in my hand right now. King Records 502. It's Raining Here This Morning by Grandpa Jones. Look, I mean, he was a pretty young fella when this one was recorded. Let's listen together.
It's raining, raining, raining here this morning. As I sit in jail and hang my head in shame, with a smile I find a green each early dawning. Given me a number for my name. Many little raindrops falling close to me will make the dreams and rivers as muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning as the Mississippi flows on to the sea. But she has found somebody else to want me.
where the Mississippi flows on to the sea.
Good old Grandpa Jones, years before he became a star on Hee Haw. All right, coming up next, we've got Frankie Wallace. Frankie Wallace was a country pseudonym for Frankie Marvin, Johnny Marvin's brother. And this is Cameo Records 0129, I'm Riding the Blinds on a Train Headed West. I think this is going to be a good old hobo song. Love me some hobos.
Home is a place I'm headed back to a shack on the farm. Now this old train will take me back, but we're riding through a terrible storm. I'm riding the blinds on a train headed west, facing the sleet and snow. I've just been a rolling stone all of my life, but I'm never gonna roll no more. Going back to my little home down on the farm, never again will I roam. I'm riding the blinds on a train headed west, going back to my home. The conductor takes the ticket, now the engineer runs the train. The porter puts them all to bed while I sleep out in the rain. She's running at a speed of 90, and oh boy, how she shakes. I've got smoke and cinders in my eyes. I will be 15 and them great. Going back to my little home down on the farm, never again will I roam. Riding the blinds on a train headed west, going back to my home. I hope my mammy's awaiting for me at the cabin door. For she's a dearest old mammy, and from her I'll roam no more. I'm riding the blinds on a train headed west, facing the sleet and snow. I've just been a rolling stone all of my life, but I'm never gonna roll no more. Going back to my little home down on the farm, never again will I roam. I'm riding the blinds on a train headed west, going back to my home.
Yeehaw! Some good yodeling there. Good old Frankie Marvin. Well, it's come to that time of the show where we read an email or a letter that a listener has sent. This one is from a fellow named Percy P. Pennywhistle. Percy emailed me, and I love when I get emails. My email address is jackandkittyxo@gmail.com. Now, it's not just my email address, it's my wife and I, jackandkittyxo@gmail.com. This is kind of like a little advice segment. I kind of fancy myself as a It's a Dear Abby sort of fella, if Dear Abby had a great record collection. Anyhow, let's see what he says. He says, "Dear Jack, I hope this letter finds you with more than two nickels to rub together, because I'm so broke I can't even afford the lint in my pockets. The old money bags around here are emptier than a speakeasy after a raid, and I'm down to my last pair of socks and a dream of better days. See, the other day I tried to buy a loaf of bread, and the grocer laughed so hard he nearly choked on his own cigar. My wallet's so thin it could slip through a crack in the sidewalk, and the landlord's been eyeing me like a hobo who snuck into his Sunday supper. I even tried busking with my old harmonica, but the old thing, you know, I've done that before, busk, not just a harmonica, I use my guitar, but, okay, he says, I even tried busking with my harmonica, but the only thing I collected was a stray cat's hiss and a tomato to the noggin. Oofta, wow. Well, I'm writing to you because you're the only fella I know who might have a heart bigger than his billfold. If you could spare a couple of bucks or even a half-eaten sandwich, I'd be much obliged. I promise." I love all this is an email asking for money. "I promise to pay you back just as soon as I strike it rich or find a job that doesn't involve scrubbing floors for pennies. Yours in penniless peril, Percy P. Pennywhistle. P.S. If you've got any spare shoe polish, send that too. My boots are so scuffed, they're scaring the neighborhood kids." Well, Percy, that's a great, great email. I appreciate that. You know, I've been there before. I'm a musician, so I understand being penniless. But you know what I think? I always try to answer or dispense advice in song. And I've got a record here by Lazy Larry. It's Cameo 8296. And the thing about this is it's all a matter of perspective. You just kind of have to, wrap up your troubles and dreams and dream your troubles away. This is a song called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. You see, Percy, if you just kind of change your mindset and thank the good Lord for what you got, well, you'll be singing this song too. Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. See, that one's for you. I hope that helps solve your troubles. And in the meantime, I'll try to find a sandwich and mail that to you. All right, this is on Jewel. Jewel's one of my favorite record labels. Anytime I see a Jewel, I try to snatch it up. Jewel 5407. This is Ray Collins Dance Orchestra, My Tennessee Mammy. Let's hear how this one goes. Again, I haven't listened to any of these. We're discovering them together. I love this. Small dance band jazz numbers. Speaking of jazz numbers, just picked up this. This is a, well, it says it's a comic song in Swedish. Bon Jazz, in parentheses, it says Hick Jazz. And it's by Lydia Heidberg, Victor 78120. I'm assuming it's going to be in Swedish. I don't speak Swedish, so if we have any Swedish-speaking folks listening, why don't you email me or send me a line and let me know if this was comical. Otherwise, we're just going to have to take the label's word for it.
Thank you.
Comic song. Hope you Swedes liked that. I'm from Minnesota. I'm from a little town called Mullet River, Minnesota, and my wife Kitty and I love it here. You know, we've got some neighbors just down the road, Ole and Lena, and they live on a farm just down the road from us. And Ole was having a new outhouse built this past week because the old one was so decrepit. Rather than taking the time to tear down the old one, well, he hired a fella named Lars to put in a stick of dynamite inside the structure and figured that would be a good way to tear down the old one and make room for the new. So as they prepared to detonate the charge from 100 yards away by remote control, good old Lena came out of the house heading for the little house, the little outhouse there. Well, the men had forgotten to tell her of their plans. Consequently, when Lena sat down, almost immediately the dynamite charge went off, blowing Lena and everything else sky high. Well, don't worry, she was all right. And as Lena brushed herself off, she was heard to remark, "Well, it sure was a good thing I didn't do that inside the house." Oof, duh. It's jokes like that that make the listeners come back for more. What the heck am I talking about? That was a hot mess. Clearly, I didn't prepare my joke, just like I didn't prepare the songs we're playing today. But the songs we're playing today are a heck of a lot better than my jokes. Let's listen to the Jolly Lumberjacks, Little Boy Polka. This is FM Recording Company 488A. And again, if you want to see the pictures, the labels, I'll put that on the old Instagram, Facebook. Again, my name is Jack Norton. It's Jack Norton Music, jacknortonmusic.com, and on all the socials, Jack Norton Music. I should mention that that last joke was from my favorite joke book, Ole and Lena Jokes. Printed by the Norse Press Company of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Got that book for $1.99. Can you believe that? Worth twice the price.
Make sure to swing and roll.
That was unexpected. I thought it was going to be an instrumental, and we had that crazy vocals in there. That was nice. I like that. Oh, well, it's come to that time where I think we're going to wind things down, and I really appreciate you guys putting up with me today. I hope you had a good time. I've got a lot more records that I've never listened to that we're going to listen to together next week. If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I'll see you again this same time. I put out the show once a week, and it's a video podcast and an audio. So if you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, thank you so much. If you're on YouTube, please leave me a comment. Let me know what you like, what you want to hear. If you've got a good joke, let me know. If you need a problem solved in song, well, I can solve any problem. Just give me a song and I'll solve it. Give me a problem, I'll solve it in song. So drop a comment, give me an email. And I really appreciate it. Again, my name is Jack Norton. I'm a musician. I play old 1920s, 1930s jazz and blues and old ragtime, hokum, jug bandy music. If you're out and about, tomorrow I'm going to be on station KTTC. It's an affiliate station, NBC affiliate in Rochester, Minnesota. I'll be on their program, Midwest Access. If you want to see me pick a tune, you can search Midwest Access, KTTC, NBC TV, and I will be on there tomorrow on October 16th. If you're in the area, I'm going up to Duluth, Minnesota to play Ursa Minor Brewery. It's my first time up in, it's not my first time in Duluth, but it's my first time playing there, and I've heard really great things about that. Then the next day on the 17th, I'm going to be in Illinois, Dixon, Illinois, at a place called Val's Place. Heard it's a great little place. We're going to be having a good old time picking and a grinning. And then on Sunday, the 19th of October, I'll be at Alpha and Omega Pizza Farm in Princeton, Minnesota. It's a pizza farm. They grow pizza in the ground there. I'm excited. They've got goats, goat yoga, and pizza growing in the ground. So good times all around. JackNortonMusic.com is where you'll find me. And next week, you're going to notice a big change in the show. We're going to be going to an hour long. But that's not the big change. There's a really exciting announcement that I will be letting y'all know next week, so be sure to stay tuned. I want to thank you guys so much. The response to this little show has been incredible already. It's only episode 6 or 7, I can't remember, but we haven't been going too long, and the response has been incredible. And because of that, we have a very exciting announcement for next week. So stay tuned. I am so jazzed, I can't even tell you. It's really, really exciting. So that'll be happening next week right here. In the meantime, Pearl Records, Pearl Trio, number 62A. This is Sweet Violets. I love me some Pearl Records. Pearl was the sold under the table, dirty little records that are adults only. But don't worry, that's 1930s, 1940s standards. So I think we're going to be just fine by today's standards. Either way, I'll see you again next week. God bless. Have a great rest of the week.
I woke up this morning feeling rather fit. And when I wasn't looking, I stepped in a pot full of sweet violets. Sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with snow. Touching little thing, Mary went to the well for water. She nearly had a fit. Instead of bringing up water, up came a bucket of sweet violets, sweeter than the roses. Covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with snow. Johnny, our next door neighbor, the other night got lit. He lay there in the gutter, next to a big pile of sweet violets, sweeter than the roses. Open the window, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with snow. Casey, the baseball player, got so mad he quit. Instead of catching a grounder, he picked up a bunch of sweet violets. Everybody sing, sweeter than the roses. Covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with snow. Alfonso joined the opera. He says, I make a bigger hit. When he sang a cadenza from Pagliacci, he was showered all over with sweet violets. I love the classics. Sweeter than the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with snow. This is my little story. Don't take offense at it. Those who didn't like it, jump in a bucket of sweet violets.